The four patients are aged between 2 and 21. They are suffering from severe diabetes, paralysis, Hodgkin's disease, and heart problems. UN Refugee Agency spokesman Ron Redman says they have been stranded in a desolate camp in the Iraqi desert for months with no proper medical care.
The four are now in very critical condition, and we greatly appreciate this decision by Syrian authorities. Two of the four will be allowed to remain in Syria with some family members while undergoing urgently needed medical care. The other two will travel on to third countries where they will receive more specialized care.
Redman says the UNHCR is monitoring the progress of the four Palestinians. He says the agency also is picking up the expense of their medical care, lodging, and rehabilitation. Redman says there are at least 16 other critically ill Palestinians remaining in the Iraqi refugee camp. He says life there has become unbearable with temperatures nearing 50 degrees centigrade. He says the Palestinians are unable to get the specialized medical treatment they so desperately need.
They include a 3-year-old suffering from severe and painful skin rash, a 1-year-old with serious urinary problems, a 2-year-old suffering from cerebral palsy, and several other cases. We continue our search for urgent solutions to get these children out, as most of them might die or be handicapped for life if they don't get proper care soon.
Before the U.S.-led invasion in 2003, Iraq had 30,000 registered Palestinian refugees. They enjoyed a privileged position under Saddam Hussein's rule. Since his overthrow, the Palestinians have become the target of attacks from Iraqis hostile to the favors they had received from Saddam. About 15,000 Palestinians remain in Baghdad. The UNHCR says they are intimidated, harassed, and vulnerable to being killed or kidnapped. Unlike other persecuted Iraqis who can flee to neighboring countries, Redman says the Palestinian refugees cannot leave. He says no country is willing to take them. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.